Good morning, everyone. This is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes. And we're from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County. And we join you this morning, as we do every Sunday morning, from the beautiful studios of Pittsfield Community Radio, WTBR 89.7 FM on your radio dial, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Oh, good morning, and it's good to see you back. You can take control of the board now. And
oh, boy.
And I can just sit here and listen to all our great Irish music.
Indeed. So what, do you have anything lined up for us today, Farmer?
I do. There's a couple of songs that I didn't get to over the past 2 weeks, 3 weeks, whatever it was. So we're going to do a little bit of Rum Jacks, O'Reilly and the Patty Hats, and some Flogging Molly.
Oh, good. Good fare.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be playing from Karen Casey, who's a band my sister is very fond of. And we're going to be hearing from Sybil, the Wildflowers, Dolores Kane from The Ultimate Guide to Irish Folk, and I hope to get some Neil Horan in it as well. I also want to dedicate this show to my sister-in-law, Chris O'Connor, who passed away recently. And I don't know if she's a fan of Irish music, but I'm a fan of hers, so here you are. We're going to be starting off today's show with Karen Casey with Hieroglyphs That Tell the Tale with A Doll in the Window.
Nobody on my Johnny. He was the doll with the tea doll there. Oh, he was. Midsummer's evening and the town was on the tear. Bunting's born into the air like a psychedelic prayer. Takes only one chance meeting from the wagon to the crawl. And I bumped into Tempest at the prosperous parish hall. Now Tempest had a relic of St. Francis round his neck. And when he stood up straight, his head hung slightly to the left. A provincial boy naturally coy, the sound as you could meet. Till he took a drop and his hang-up caught in a psycho underneath. Sin was in the air, the wild bells of Kildare were reaching up to heaven like their friends were waiting there. A lonely Midland draw by the prosperous parish hall. Sold dodgy pills with skaggy chills and Tempest took them all. Cider sunk in the glasses, stuck in the moon, got drunk in the stars. We're patching a fair flight of a Friday night when the lags go home and the skags go lamping. Slowly O'Brien was close to the line to a king slice off the bowl. Rode into town upon a stolen mare that was a foal. the cut of the rain, like Nagy ripped the night until it bled. Had a near so patriotic, possessed the power to raise the dead. And in a flash she blew, the stash went round the back for more. The kind of ghost so pure, you rise 6 inches off the floor. Tongues were getting tangled, and jaws were getting sore. And the plainclothes who were torn and blue in the prosperous parish hall. Sin was in the air, the world knows of Kildare. We're smiling up to heaven like the friends were waiting there. They danced the midland crawl through the prosperous parish hall. On dodgy pills with skaggy chills and shrony took them all. Cider soaked in the glasses, stunk in the moon, got drunk in the stars. Square gasping, a rusty tin biting the cheek of the night when the sound, the hum and the hound go marching on. Side us up in the grass, a stoke in the moon, got drunk in the stars. We're back in the still, the light of a Saturday night when the rags go home and the slags go lumping. Sawn off was uncanny, had the grace to be a nun. Our legs were like two barrels, only reached a 4 foot one. Our hearts so pure possessed the cure for migraines, warts and stoys. When Francis he approached her with a petition in his eyes. She laid her hands on Tempest and braced his crooked gait. For the first time in his wretched life he stretched himself up straight. The lights did crash, the lightning flashed, the heavens they did fall. And the reedy cross flew off the wall at the prosperous parish hall. Sin was in the air, the world knows of Kildare. We're calling out to heaven like the friends were waiting there. The revelers were enthralled in the prosperous parish hall. On dodgy pills with skaggy chills, on Monday we may fall. Cider soaked in the grass, a stunk in the moon, got sick in the stars. We're laughing the still, the light of a Saturday night when the sound, the hum and the hounds go marching on.
A nice ending to that set, I think. That's from the band Lazarus' Soul.
Hmm.
Who knew he had a soul? And the name of the tune was Wildflowers, and the name of the album, No Flowers Grow in Cement Gardens.
Oh.
So there.
Yeah, I guess so.
And before that, we heard a great song in Irish from Sybil on Kalinalan, The Pretty Girl. And before that, we heard from Karen Casey, Hieroglyphs That Tell the Tale, the name of the album, with the song The Doll in Cash's Window. Cash's is a store. Well, back in the day, it was a store in Dublin. So that's where she saw a doll. She
wanted it. From I Want to Buy That Doggy in the Window.
Yeah, that's reminiscent of that. So an announcement for the Pittsfield Sister City Committee, who are having their pasta dinner fundraiser. It will take place at St. Mark's School there on Columbus Avenue in Pittsfield. The date is May 15th, and the times are from 5:30 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. Again, Pittsfield Sister City Committee is sponsoring their pasta dinner on May 15th, 2026, from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., at St. Mark's School on Columbus Avenue in Pittsfield. Also there will be the Breffni School of Irish Dance performing for the dinner delights.
Mm.
And I guess Unico is preparing the meal for them. I don't have the prices in front of me for some reason.
I remember them. $12
okay.
General admission, $10 for seniors, and $8 for students.
So there you have it. $12 for general admission, $10 for seniors, and $8 for students. So if there's any questions about that, or you want more information, please give me a call, Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. That's Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. And now you got something lined up for us, Farmer.
Yep, we're going to start the second set off with O'Reilly's and the Patty Hats.
Okay.
Thank you. I was roving out one evening as I came down to Portlaw. I walked into a dimly pub and suddenly I saw the cheeks, they were so rosy and golden was her hair. She had to be an Irish girl, cause she looked so goddamn fair. She took me by her lovely hand and whispered in my ear, I'll guide you up to heaven if you'll order me a beer. Seconds later I found myself beside this pretty lass, wanting thoughts in my head and a nail in my glass. Hey dear, come on, won't you spend another two? One for me, yeah, one for you. The truth is she will fill you up and ask you to be. But I drink my wine and say fuck off, cause that's my Irish way. When I was a little drunk, I went to take a piss. When I came back, I saw two girls having a French kiss. The girls, they were the nearer, could this really be? The Irish way is finally dawning on me. When we drank our final pint, the girls asked me to pay. They promised me to meet outside at Lower Castle's Way. When they left, I took the bill, the girls have set me up. They left me with an empty purse and sick to the gut. Hey, dear, come on, watch us. Off, 'cause that's my Irish way.
This is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes. Welcome back to the Sunday Sounds of Ireland. That was Dolores Keane from her album, The Island. Excuse me. That was Dolores Keane with her song, The Island, from the album, The Ultimate Guide to Irish Folk.
Yeah.
And before that, you heard from Walsh's. You heard from Patrick Street, number one, great Dublin band. And they played for us some polkas. Walsh's Polkas, they're called. And these three tunes come from Jackie's, whoever Jackie is, their immense store of polkas and slides.
Oh.
And you started us off, Farmer?
I did, really. I started us off with the O'Reillys and the Patty Hats. And the song was The Irish Way. And that came off their album, Sign of a Fighter. You know, that band is from Australia, believe it or
really?
Not. Really? That and... The next one that I'm, oh, well, not the next one, well, another song later in the show is another group that came from Australia.
Okay, we're all excited.
It's very nice.
So I have an announcement on behalf of Sojourn, the veterans housing program that I am proudly associated with. And the message is Sojourn is the beneficiary of the Corvette Club of Western Masses. And they're having an all Corvette show.
Really?
On May 17th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Chicopee Moose Lodge.
Chicopee.
Moose Lodge at 244 Fuller Road in Chicopee, Mass. Do you know someone with a Corvette? Please feel free to share this information with them. And if they'd like to enter their car in the show, the fee is $20. So if you want more information about that, you can give me a call, Kevin Cahill at 413-770-7512. All Corvette show on Sunday, May 17th at the Chicopee Moose Lodge. Huh. Who knew the mooses were up to something? And a second announcement from Sojourn. Starting on April 1st, when you make an online donation to Sojourn, you'll be directed to our Birdie Page donation.
Birdie Page?
Birdie, as in bird, as in chirp. Sojourn will receive a 15% bonus on top of your donation.
Wow.
Thanks to the Webster Bar, to improve our means, which improve our generosity by going further and helps us to even make a greater impact in ending veteran homelessness. If you're planning to support Sojourn through this, donating through the Purdy's for Charities, it is best to increase your impact by giving me a call at 413-770-7512, and I will direct you to the right resources. So there you are. So we're going to hear something from you now, Farm.
Yeah, we are going to start this set off with Flogging Molly.
Based on songs and stories, heroes of renown, utter passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes that once was part of Dublin in the red.
Love no garden, no more.
That was Afro Celt Sound System.
Always liked that group.
I always do too. They don't have very many albums out though.
Mm.
This is their album release. The tune is Aaron. And release comes in two CDs, and this was the second.
Ah.
And before that, we heard from Niall Horan from the Irish band One. He's now on his own, has been for several years, with his album Heartbreak Weather with the title tune.
Oh.
And you started us off, Farmer?
I did. I started us off with one of our favorite Irish tunes, believe it or not, The Rare Old Times. And it was Flogging Molly, and that came off Drunken Lullabies.
Great. And we're starting off with number three with you.
You're going to do the news first?
Excuse me, that's not what I asked. Are we starting off with number three with you?
Yes.
Okay, all right. There it is. We're going to do Today in Irish History.
Oh, I got it mixed up.
Yep, that's fine. On this day, in April 1916, Francis Sheehy Skeffington was executed without a trial.
Oh.
On the orders of Captain John Bowen Colthurst in the middle of the Easter Rising. A committed pacifist, as well as a suffragist, atheist, and vegetarian. He had expressed worries about the growing militancy of the Irish Volunteers in a letter to Thomas McDonough, printed in the Irish Citizen newspaper in 1915, and I quote, "I was on the point of joining you. I am glad now I did not. For as your infant movement grows towards the stature of a full-blown militarism, its essence, preparations to kill, grows more repellent to me," unquote. The day before his killing, Sheehy Skeffington was arrested on Portobello Bridge. He tried to prevent ransacking in the city, going as far as putting up posters that called upon, quote, citizens to prevent such spasmodic looting as has been taking place in a few streets, unquote. Returning from a meeting that evening, he was met by soldiers of the 11th East Surrey Regiment from the British Army, who took him into custody. Bowen Colthurst, the man in charge, ordered his execution the following day, along with those of two journalists, Thomas Dickinson and Patrick McIntyre, neither of whom had Republican connections. Upon learning of his death months later, Constance Markievicz reportedly asked, quote, "Why on earth did they shoot Skeffy? After all, he wasn't in it. He didn't even believe in fighting," unquote. Bowen Colthurst, the man in charge of the British Army Regiment, was later found guilty of murder. But he was insane. He immigrated to Canada, where he lived until his death in 1965. Meanwhile, Hannah Sheehy Skeffington, suffragist and wife of Francis, became even more militant in later life. Arrested for crossing the border to County Armagh in 1933, she said during her trial, quote, "I recognize it as no crime to be my own country. I would be ashamed of my own name and my murdered husband's name if I did."
Huh.
So, there you have it.
It's been a weird day.
I guess. So we're going to hear number three from
we're going to hear
the Rumjacks.
The Rumjacks.
To go in the wall of hurl, a stick in the shinty bowl, the brick, the brack, the crack, and all, let's call it an Irish pub. Caffrey's hard, Kilkenny, a pub, the Guinness pint, the cabbage crap, the I don't want to be paddy trap, we'll call it an Irish pub. While I'll be fucked to swear upon the holy book, the only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. While I'll be fucked to lock and burst your filthy mug, if you draw one more shot, give me beer. Shots. The underagers think it's toss, we'll spike the drinks and pay the
an Irish pub. The quick one in the filthy dog, the patent glass across the lug of the lady. Oh, the dirty dog we got us an Irish pub. It's over to me.
And over to you.
We'll skip along the avenue.
And who the hell is running through?
We got us an Irish pub. To spread upon the holy book, the only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, I'll offer first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer. They can pick the fights, we'll call it an Irish pub. Plastic cups are polished for, we'll hold the blood right out the door. I let the knuckles back for more, we've got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked, you swear upon the holy book. The only crack you'll get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, you'll up and burst, you filthy monk. If you draw one more shot, I'll give me beer. Gary on, kiss me, I'm Irish. Molly Malone, a bunch of slants, a punk, my home. We got us an Irish pub. It's put the punches, trick the willows, strike me up the rakes, a mellow, a lift. He never runs so shallow. We got us an Irish pub. Well, I'll be fucked, I swear upon the holy book. The only crack you get is a slap in the ear. Well, I'll be fucked, I'll offer first, you filthy mug. If you drop one more shot, I'll give me beer.
I was a painter with colors no end, I'd paint the whole thing simply again, where everything runs into everything, where every color is born without sin. Red beer roaring, river in my veins, green be the beat of the heart in the trees, blue be the pillow, the moon on the tide. Let brown be the base of some true love's eyes. Give us a chance at an earthly life, then pull it from under us when we vast, 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 silver, gold and brass, the moon's milk, the sun's silk, I'll move among the stars.
So, Farmer, you have a special dedication coming up?
I do. I forgot to do it earlier, but to my friend Simon down in Lee. Here's one for you by the High Kings, bud.
To Princess Landing Stage, River Mersey, fare thee well. I am bound for California. It's a place that I know right well. So fare thee well, my own true love, and when I return, united we will be. My darling, when I think of thee, I have signed on a Yankee clipper ship,
captain of her, and they say that she's a floating ship.
And this is Kevin Cahill and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week, and please listen to all the locally produced programming here at WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have a great week, and listen to our show again next week. We might have something very special for you. Who knows?
Who knows?
And be good, be kind, and keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Cheers to Chris O'Connor. Gramma ugat agashihi shuh again.